You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. It's time of looking ahead to the action that's coming up on Thursday, the 2nd of August. It's a great day of action as well as Glorious Goodwood continues day three on the Sussex Downs. We've also at Stratford in the afternoon, Galway as well, continue the Galway Festival in the afternoon, and Nottingham Foss is asking Epsom to keep us entertained in the evening as well. So plenty of action live on Racing Radio. Join the guys in the studio from 1:20 p.m. But here on the Daily Racing Podcast, my name's John Gibby, joined in the studio by Tom Morley. Hello, Tom.
Hello, John.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Enjoying Goodwood so far?
Yes. I'm hoping it will be a good week. All right. Well, for me personally, but for everyone else, a nice, enjoyable week anyway.
That's very altruistic of you.
Yeah.
What we'll do is we'll get your thoughts on Thursday's racing in a minute.
Yep.
We'll start off by taking a look back at Tuesday's racing, day one of the Qatar Goodwood Festival, Glorious Goodwood. Going to pick out a couple of the races that were of particular interest. And we'll start off with the Group 2 Lennox Stakes. This year won by Sir Dancelot in a photo finish with Swedwa. And last year's winner, Breton Rock, was back in third. Ran another mighty race at 20-1, though, Tom.
Yeah, Breton Rock definitely did well. I don't think I'd have been anticipating that horse to be amongst the places. Sir Dancelot only just got up, didn't it, very late on, but would have been, I think it's fair to say, an unlucky loser had it not got there, because it met all sorts of problems. And yeah, nailed Soudois on the line, who I think is a pretty game horse and perhaps a bit underrated itself. But Sir Dancelot, I mean, he's just been in cracking form, really. He's just a great horse at this level and he's slowly moving up levels, I think. But it was a nice result. Gerard Mosse, as I say, just placed him ahead at the right moment. But, I'm sure David Ellsworth was ripping his hair out a little bit up to that point. But I think, you know, I don't know how much depth there is further back in the race, but as I say, the Amara horse is a pretty decent benchmark for that, and obviously Breton Rock's got form at the track and in the past.
So Dancelot has been progressing into a proper group quality horse.
I suppose the disappointment, of course, was Tip to Win, wasn't it? Mm. Who ended up finishing last. I mean, everyone's bang on about how he's not very big. So it'll be interesting to see if he can bounce back from this effort, or whether perhaps we might have seen the best days of him.
You can call into question the form of that 2000 guineas in which he was second now as well. I know Massal's come out and won the Derby since, but you look at the other horses around him, Saxon Warrior, the winner, Edekam, back and forth. It's not looking as strong as it did at the time.
No, exactly. And as I say, with him perhaps lacking the scope of a lot of horses, it will be interesting to see where he goes from that run. I mean, it says the vet found no abnormalities after the race, so no excuse has been put forward yet.
Just quickly on the Lennox Stakes as well, it's one of our premier races for non 2-year-old horses over 7 furlongs.
Yeah.
Do you think we need a group one over 7 furlongs?
The seven furlong is a trip that gets a bit of stick in a way, doesn't it? It being that sort of intermediate trip between the sprints and I guess pushing into the milers. I don't know if we particularly need one, because I would say a lot of the horses that can compete over seven can go one way or the other.
Yeah,
I would say that the majority of them can. Some, yeah, 7 furlong is definitely their trip, but I'm not sure we necessarily need a group one, no.
Speaking of group ones.
Yeah.
And speaking of group twos for coming group ones, actually, relatively recently, the Goodwood Cup. The feature race on the first day. And Stradivarius It's gone on to win it for the second year in a row. Beat Torcedor, who ran well back in second for Jessica Arrington. And Idaho back in third. A horse who seems to be capable of running very, very well in every type of race except for a Group 1. Tom, what were your thoughts on this one?
A really good race with two horses who battle out with each other fairly regularly, and Stradivarius comes out on top each time so far anyway. I mean, I do like Torcedor. I think, you know, certainly served it up to Stradivarius, and at one moment I did wonder if Torcedor was going to out battle him on this occasion and hold on. You can't knock Torcedor at all, really game horse, but Stradivarius does have this class and does tend to come out on top of him, and once again did it really nicely. Obviously there's this £1 million bonus, isn't there, that Stradivarius is going. I can't say I'm a huge fan of these things, you know.
Might feel differently if you owned one of these horses, Tom.
I think if I owned Stradivarius, I'd already have a few million.
I suppose, yeah.
I think I'd be more keen to see that money being put to more worthwhile use down the lower end rather than giving it to people who've already got loads of money and for horses who have already won loads of money.
Of course, when we do have these bonuses, of course, we have it being put up by Weatherby's for the stayers on the flat, and we have it for the staying chases over jumps as well, which has sort of been put up by various different sponsors over time. It's not like it's being put forward by the courses of the BHA.
No, absolutely. I don't suppose the sponsor's going to go and give £1 million bonus for a horse that wins six round Savile.
It would be nice.
It would be nice.
Without going any further into that. Disappointing to see Call to Mind pulled up in the race there. Tom, did look a nasty incident. Glad to hear that he non-life-threatening injury sustained there, but we're not going to see him on a race course again.
No, but as you say, it's good that the horse has some sort of future.
So that was the Goodwood Cup then. Feature on the first day of the Glorious Goodwood Festival. We'll turn our attention now to take a look at Thursday's racing, Tom, and as usual, you've picked out two selections for us.
I have. One is at Goodwood, so we'll start with that one.
Why not?
The 5.20, the 5 furlong 0-95 handicap.
The Tatler handicap, the most Goodwood name for anything I think I've ever come across.
And my selection here is Cowboy Soldier. Whilst he's trained by Robert Cowell, who obviously trains for me, no inside scoop here or on this horse or anything like that. I just think he's pretty decent. And I know that he was pretty highly thought of, and Robert's been quoted as such before his debut run last season. It was delayed last season. He had some setbacks. But his inexperience ultimately cost him that day. Performed well this season on all starts. His best run, I think, came last time when winning at Windsor. That's a pretty reasonable field. He does need putting on the line pretty late, and that might actually have explained a couple of defeats, to be honest. I think he's likely to continue to improve. Should be able to get plenty of cover in this field. My one negative is, obviously we had plenty of precipitation earlier, sort of at the weekend, but not warm day today, warm day all day on Thursday. Could well, that would be my concern, is if it dried out a lot, because I do think this horse certainly wouldn't want it rattling fast. But I think this Cowboy Soldier is going to be pretty decent, and I also think he'll be pretty decent going forward as well. So I think it's one to keep on side of generally. And, I mean, it's a very competitive race. Numerous horses have chances. Green Power's been a bit disappointing this season and needs to bounce back. Marnie James, I mean, this is a much harder task than a couple of races he won earlier in the year. Kick on, that's a relatively lightly raced. Pearson needs some gaps between racing, but when he turns up, definitely very useful. That'll be one of the main rivals, almost certainly. Helvetian needs to step up his game, judged on his couple of outings this season. Embor's notched up 3 wins on the trot, but upped in class last time, found him out. I think this is another deep race. Lord Riddiford, that's another improver. £7 rise, though, for his Chelmsford victory last time, but did win decisively. I think it's a more competitive race this time, but that does have to be respected. Count Otto's looked vulnerable in weaker races than this. Dragon Moon's wins, a couple of novice races, but I don't think that looks as progressive as some. Jack Taylor's come back to form, but that weaker contest at Brighton, I suppose you could say at least he handles a quirky track. Porchy Party showed a bit more last time at Wolverhampton. I think that one probably could do with a bit of rain falling, though. Iconic Knight needs to bounce back from his defeat at Doncaster. I think this is a tougher contest. And Dalek has very little shown pretty much since he's moved to this yard, so I can't have that one either.
Cowboy Soldier then for Tom in that 5.20 Goodwood, the concluding race on day 3 of the glorious Goodwood Festival. And what about your second and final selection then, Tom?
Yep, going to Epsom, the 8 o'clock, a mile and half a furlong, 0-80 handicap. And my selection here is going to be Arigato. Comes here running under a £6 penalty. No surprise to see him out so quick, though, as he demolished the opposition at Sandown last week. Been consistent prior to that, and here he was allowed to bound along at the front. Very, very comfortable. Interestingly, his jockey then, who rides again this time, suggests there was still plenty of improvement to come once the horse learnt even more. Horse has actually been put up £11 for that victory, so he's running £5 well off. We've also got the three-year-old allowance, which will prove handy. He's been doing all his running on very fast ground, so I suppose there might be a marginally more cut, but I think a couple of drying days at Epsom will, I think, serve up pretty quick ground. Running back so quick, that looks to be fine, judged from the fact he ran two good races 7 days apart back in June. So a progressive, lightly raced on the upgrade, you know, pretty likeable individual. Of the opposition, Kingston Corajong won a couple this year, both were on the all-weather. And he tends to sit out the back, so if Arigato gets a free rein up front, which he might not, he's a bit of a hostage to that. Magellan's lightly raced individual, had 2 years off before his three runs this season, didn't beat a horse on the first couple, but I think has the potential to go forward at some point this season. Kenstone's thrown very little this year. McCake has failed to score this season, but a couple of placed efforts. He is the one who could be serving up some pace that might hassle Arigato a bit, but hopefully the pair of them won't take each other on and do too much too soon. Pursuing Steed hasn't been running particularly well, looks to need to, I would say, drop a couple of pounds there. Hedging's won Brighton back in April, but the going's been much tougher since. Might appreciate a little bit of cut. And Chess Move looks like this trip might stretch him, so it's Arigato for me.
Arigato then in that 8 o'clock at Epsom on Thursday then for Tom Morley. It's live on Racing Radio, as along with the rest of the day's racing, Goodwood Galway and the supporting cards, including that meeting at Epsom. Live on Racing Radio, please join us then. Join us again for tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast. Tom, thanks for being with us today.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.